Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, waking
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Oh, our first full week in a while. We
how
made it
feeling?
Through.
Tired?
So tired, I could sleep for days.
Go for it. I'll take it from here.
Okay, you tell. I'm just going to put my head just down on the
On
the thing, and you just tell everyone what happened.
You'd be really tired because we've been a bit busy on national TV this morning,
yeah,
Ellie.
Yeah, you're not wrong about that. Woo, the Josiah and Ellie show officially made it on Sunrise.
Yeah, we've been national in the news, but we've never been national on TV. Add that to the repertoire.
Anything else you want to toot your own horn about?
Nah.
What about, why don't you tell us about your modelling career?
Oh, yeah, I was a model once upon a time.
Oh,
you've
yeah.
never done anything with that. There's a lot of photos out there.
Yeah, I know. I'll get there eventually. I've got a lot of crap that you've done in your life to sort through before I get to that.
Yeah,
you know?
keep filtering. Yeah. But yeah, in this catch-up, you did hear Sam Mack from Sunrise. He was in Shepparton today, so we caught up with him, got him on the show. We took him on a tour of Shepparton, and then we also went on Sunrise ourselves. So.
We did. You sound tired right now. Like your voice doesn't have the same pep in it that it usually does.
I don't have my headphones on, that's why.
Is that why?
So I don't know. I think I'm just talking normal.
You sound so different.
Do I?
Yeah.
I need to put my headphones on.
Okay, well, just without your headphones on, get a bit more pep in your step.
Fire up. We're on TV, baby.
Yeah, we're on TV. This is a great catch-up. There's heaps of interviews in here, some Batch in Paradise chats. And a couple of other fun things as well. Screw up Fridays.
We speak to possibly one of the funniest Australian stories you've ever heard today. That Troy from Kai Valley.
Oh,
what a story.
Yeah, he's a ledge. Listen out for him.
What a story.
All right, enjoy the catch up. I'm going to go get this Debbie down. I thought I was a tired one. I'm going to get you maybe a drink or something. We'll speak
something
to you
else.
Again next week.
Is are we ready?
The catch-up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, if you missed it earlier today, Josiah made national television with his appearance on Sunrise, and the man who really made it all happen was Channel 7 Sunrise's very own Sam Mack. He joins us now. Hello, Sam.
Good morning, guys. You know, I put in my request. I desperately wanted Ellie, but I got second prize. I got Josiah.
I'm so sorry,
sometimes
Sam.
Sometimes things don't work out in showbiz.
Do you know what? This was my big moment. Like, Josiah's been on TV before. He's done it all before. And I said, hey, Jay, do you mind if I go to Sunrise? Because I'd really like to get my mug on TV. And he goes, no, sorry. I'm the more attractive one of the two of us. So.
Yeah, and you know what? He kept saying that the whole time. He's like, oh, mate, can you get my good angle? And we're like, which one's that? And he's like, all of them. And then no one laughed. And then after that, he goes, oh, can you also mention that I'm originally from Albania? And I'm like, we don't have time for that. We just don't have time.
Hey, one in every 10 people in Shepparton are Albanian, Sam. You should know that.
And Sam Mack, I'm so sorry, but I'm going to have to give you an Albanian alert for bringing that up.
Mission accomplished. I'm very happy with that.
No, it is good. You are in town, though, for the Lawnmower Championships. What's your first thoughts on Shepparton, Sammy?
Mate, I really enjoyed it. My first time here, and you guys took me on a tour yesterday. You took me to the SPC factory. We weren't allowed in, which was a bit disappointing. We went to the Aussie Hotel for a beer. We went to see the cow statue, which was pretty cool. We saw the windmills. I really crammed as much in as I could, and I loved it. Everyone's been really friendly. The Lawnmower Championships over the weekend will be hilarious if anyone comes down to that. They are wild. Like, I just did a lap, and I probably shouldn't have because most of the track is waterlogged at the moment. But I got you know how you go to a day spa and you get like a facial scrub with mud?
Yeah.
I got one of those treatments, which is pretty cool. You pay about $120 for that in South Yarra. So yeah, it's been a crazy morning.
We just saw you on Sunrise. You were literally covered in mud. You're wearing my Make Shep Great Again hat as well. That's my little present to you. It's covered in mud now,
yeah,
Sam.
But you had about 1,000 printed, didn't you?
Yeah, well, it was actually one of two. Two only.
Oh, no. Limited edition.
I actually gave you Ellie's hat. So, Ellie, you no longer have a hat. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Well, I think we've accomplished it, though. Now that Sam Mack's been here, Shep is indeed great again. So, we don't need them. We don't need to spruik that cause anymore.
Thank you, guys. No, we've really enjoyed it. I stayed in a castle last night, which was pretty amazing. What's it called? The Motor Inn there.
The Bell Motor Inn.
Prime 7. Yeah. They were great. That's not every day you get to stay in a castle. I've really been treated like a king here in Shepparton. I've loved it.
Well, you sound like you've had a really good time, Sam. Is it safe to say you've officially caught Shepparditis?
Hey, I don't want that rumour spreading. You know, things get around in Australia and I don't want that to be attached to my name. I know that you refer to yourself as a Shepparditis.
It's typical Josiah. He always gets infectious diseases. He just had shingles, so of course he wants Shepparditis as well.
Yeah, I heard that he's got a cold sore at the moment as well, which is not good for his brand. I think he wanted us to get an angle where you couldn't see the cold sore on air this morning, but if you zoom in, You can go to my Instagram, Sam Mack Insta. What plug? You can zoom in and see that.
It's herpes upon herpes with Josiah Shah.
It's a story, story of my life.
What about let's lose R&B Fridays. Let's do herpes Fridays.
Yes.
With Josiah.
Speaking of which, we should get back into that now. Rihanna's diamonds. Does that fit?
Yeah, kind of. Diamonds, yeah. Herpes, same
Shine
thing.
Shine bright like a cold sore.
This is.
Are we ready?
The catch up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Robin Valley, listen up. I want to know who's got the cheapest wedding out there, or who's done one.
As in, like, expensiveness-wise.
Exactly. Sophie Turner, Game of Thrones, you might know her. Joe Jonas, you definitely know him. They got married overnight. Congratulations,
congrats,
guys.
Both doing very big things at the moment. Game of Thrones is out.
I'm going to say it. Controversial. Sophie Turner.
Yeah.
When she first hooked up with Joe Jonas via Instagram DM, he sent her a message.
Yeah.
She wasn't that famous. She was Game of Thrones and she was on the rise. He was Joe Jonas. They've been famous for a long time. Now, 2019,
yeah,
I'm going to say she's more famous than him.
Oh, I don't know. He's just released this one. I'm a sucker for
Yeah, big whoop. She's just done one of the biggest scenes in TV history the other day.
Yeah, all right. Okay, I'll give it to you. There you go.
They got married overnight in Las Vegas, as you do, as all true romantic weddings do.
Yeah.
How's this? $600 the whole wedding. Good effort.
Great effort. Especially considering the amount of money those two would have between them.
Well, they could afford to fly friends and family to the Maldives, the most expensive hotel in the world, and all get married together. Yet they decide to have a quick $600 wedding, little flash wedding in Vegas.
I kind of like that about them, though.
How's this? They had an...
It shows you can be as rich as can be, but if you love someone, that's all you need is the piece of paper.
So, Goulburn Valley, if Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas can do it, so can you. How's this? I had a mate.
Yeah.
Should I name him?
Yeah.
Jeremy.
Jezza, morning to you.
He got married. It was a great wedding, by the way. Over 100 people there. It was beautiful, loved up. Everyone was there, had a great night. He booked the whole thing, he told me afterwards, on Groupon. The wedding venue were doing a Groupon special. So instead of spending 20 grand plus, he got it for something like grand, which is still money.
Yeah.
But considering what it was worth, Groupon wedding.
Is he still married?
Yes.
Oh, shame, because that sounds like my type of man. I love a savvy man. You know me. I love my Groupons and my coupons, all of it. Anything I can get for a bargain, that is for me. So
if you are as savvy as my friend Jez, or if you've done a cheap wedding like Sophie Turner, Joe Jonas, Goulburn Valley, 13, 12, 16 is our number. We want to hear from you this morning. Big congratulations to Game of Thrones, Sophie Turner, and Joe Jonas. We all know him, the singer. They tied the knot in Las Vegas overnight, got married after meeting on Instagram 2 years ago, as you do. Their wedding, though, cost $600 all up. So we're talking this morning. We're trying to find the Goulburn Valley's cheapest wedding.
Let's go to Macca from Shep. Macca, how cheap was your wedding, bud?
I haven't been married, but I can tell you my cousin.
Yeah.
He had a wedding where none of my cousin and the groomsmen, including my cousin, didn't even wear shoes and not even thongs. And they weren't even on a beach.
It wasn't one of those hipster Byron Bay weddings?
No, no, no. This is back over in WA. We saw it. It's Mandurah. Have you heard of Mandurah?
Oh, mate, I'm a WA girl. I know Mandurah well, and that does not surprise me.
Well, I was there for about 3 days, and that had done me for the rest of my life.
So what, was it just because they didn't want to spend money on shoes? Because let's be honest, guys, shoes can cost 100, 200 bucks, pretty expensive.
That's a good point. I think his missus wanted to put a bit more into it, but he wasn't that keen at all. He was just like, nah, I've always been on the cheap, so he was happy with just some Bundy rums afterwards and just some shirt, shorts and no shoes.
He Love sounds that. Like a real keeper.
It was like a school hall. Oh, man, I'm never doing... If they break up and he marries again, I'm not going to.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that was his first wedding. Sounds like something you do on your third or fourth.
Yeah, when you've given up. Oh, perfect. All right. Well, thanks for your call, Macca.
No worries. See you later, guys.
All right, let's move on to Sam from Nathalia. Sam, how cheap was your wedding?
About $8,000. We did the registry office and then a party afterwards.
Good effort. Nice. That's a great idea to just do it in the office. Let's be honest, does many people care about the nuptials?
Yeah, it was pretty good. Easy. Everyone done with.
Yeah, exactly. So were there any extras kind of at the registry office, or is it literally just rock up, no flowers, no bouquets, nothing?
Nothing.
There you go.
Wear a white dress, but it wasn't a wedding dress.
Thanks so much for your call, Sam.
No worries.
From Kai Valley.
Beautiful.
All right, let's move on to Troy from Kai Valley. Troy, how cheap was yours, bud?
Me and my wife decided to get married, and we just thought we'd do it nice and cheap, and $200, that's all it costs for the
celebration. No way.
You've beaten Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner. How'd you get by?
We're trying to save some money for a house, and I decided that, you know, house is more important than getting married, so I said we'll do the both. So we just rang up a celebrant. They said $200. I said, job done.
Bang.
Where'd you do it?
In their backyard, to be honest.
You didn't have a reception or anything afterwards?
I went inside, poured myself a scotch, poured one for the missus, and I went and had a little nap on the couch, actually.
You are the greatest Aussie on this earth, Troy. I love that.
Hit Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Now, before we start, just remember, these two get paid to be on the radio. It's Josiah and Ellie's Screw Up Friday.
Sometimes we screw up in our jobs, as do you. If you're on your way to work right now and you think, I never screw up at my job, you're wrong.
You know what, Ellie? No one's perfect, especially you and I.
I know. We're not. We're the least perfect of all, actually. Actually, you don't think that about yourself. You think you're pretty good.
No, I'm on top of the world, bro.
Yeah, of course, of course. Well, unfortunately, you got it wrong a few times this week. Couple of stumbles in there.
I don't believe you.
In fact, we're pretty even this week. There's not really a clear winner. So let's have a listen to the best of the worst moments from this week. We love at Golden Valley when you can just give us a call on 13 12 16. Feel free to do it anytime.
You can do that too. Whoa. This is a family show. Don't do that. The same team behind Netflix and Crazy Rich Asians, can't say it. Let's say it's on Olympic Ave.
Yeah.
In Shep.
Morning to our Olympic Ave. I can't even speak.
Olympic Ave.
Yeah, fine. I'm feeling extremely sleep deprived.
Yeah, GV, we're going to be honest with you. We had the Dean Lewis rooftop in Melbourne last night. It was the old midnight. We went to sleep.
Oh, good start, buddy. Every day I'm hustling. I thought it was hustling. Is it hustling or shuffling?
I don't care. It's a Tuesday, and that's made me feel like it's the weekend already. Your home of hits and old school, Hit 96.9. I'm Josiah, that's Ellie.
I'm the hustler, he's the shuffler. That's what we do here at Hit.
Yeah, this is our segment where we solve the biggest segment, and not segments, the biggest mysteries in the world. Biggest life mystery is how I talk for a living. Solve that one, Josiah.
Every single time we start this segment, that happens. And we'd make that same joke. The biggest mystery is how you can get a job in radio. Australia has been ranked 62nd in the world.
It's a joke. It's, well, one of the most, you know, non-third world countries. What do you call us? Westernized countries in the world. My brain is off. I've had 4 hours sleep. Wow. Ellie, how's this? One Nation, Steve Dixon.
Saying that all you...
What was he saying?
You know?
Yeah,
you guys
know
what I mean?
Yeah, no, he was. He's been involved with a couple of scandals before. Steve Dixon. You were spot on the money there. The last scandal was...
If you're waking up, it's Hit 96.9 you tune into. This is not, believe it or not, not the ABC. I wonder if there's a person ever in the history of the Josiah and Ellie show who's tuned into us and thought, oh, yeah, this is the ABC.
I mean, some of the stuff we talk about is very similar, but I reckon not. If you've missed any of the other Screw Up Fridays, hit.com.au, go to the podcast store, search Josiah and Ellie. They're all up there now.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Last night, wasn't it emotional? Bachelor in Paradise came to an end and basically everyone's broken up.
I cried, I laughed, all these emotions. I don't know how to feel right now, Ellie.
You and me both, an emotional roller coaster. And at the centre of it all was Flo. She joins us now. Morning, Flo.
Good morning, guys.
Has the heart healed yet, Flo?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, I read a lot of mixed comments on the internet, people saying like, oh, it's all fake, it's all for show. I can assure you that's absolutely not true. So when we wrapped up filming, I think everyone was quite hurt and broken, but it's been 6 months, so we're all good now.
Yeah, so you obviously, you kind of made it to the end of the show with Davey, and
yeah.
You guys had the final kind of commitment ceremony, and ultimately he was ready to go for it, and you said, no, I don't think we're compatible. If you're in love with him, why do you reckon you couldn't have been together?
There is a difference between being in love and loving someone. He's always been a friend of mine. So that's what I meant when I said, like, I do love you. Like, I care about you.
Mm.
But I don't think he was ready, even though he was pulling out a ring. So sometimes you need to be the more mature person and just say, like, nah, we're not going to do it. Because I feel like Dave, he felt the pressure of everyone wanting it so much. But I had heard rumors that he had been seeing someone outside, and to what extent that was true, I don't know, he's with that girl now. So I still believe that it wouldn't be right for me to commit to him. It was just in, like, an intuition. My intuition was just telling me that it wasn't right.
Hey, Flo, I know Davey. We grew up on the Northern Beaches together. He's a bit of a character. We all know that. So when you went in there and you had your heart kind of, or your eyes set on him, you know what you're in for with Davey. You know he's a bit like that. Were you aware before you went in that he could, you know, do that sort of thing?
I think I'm always aware, but I always go for that type, and I always think that they'll be different this time.
What type's that, Flo?
I need therapy.
What type's that? Because Josiah's taking notes on what you're after.
Nah, it's just like I always seem to go for the more risky ones, and maybe because they're the fun ones. I don't know, but like, yeah, I knew what I was in for, but I also knew that he was quite genuine about how he felt about me. I do believe that we had a genuine connection. It just wasn't meant to be forever. It was meant to be
for paradise.
Like, for paradise.
I feel you, sister, with the bad boy thing. I find that a guy gets 20 times more attractive if he turns his hat backwards. For some reason, a backwards cat. And I feel like that's a symbol of a bad boy.
A few questionable tattoos.
Yes.
Well, I robbed
dark sense of humour.
Girls, I'm about to rob a bank. What do you reckon of me now?
Oh.
Yeah, hot.
Kiss me. Kiss me quickly. So what's the love life looking like?
Well, yeah, it's quiet. Obviously, I've been, like, seeing people, not many people, but a little bit on and off, but nothing has worked out so far. I'm a bit picky and I know what I want, so I'm not... Like, I don't settle for less.
Yeah, you want a bad boy. We've established that.
I want a bad boy who's a good man, which is like non-existent.
Hey, are you on any of the dating apps? Because I figure once you get a profile like yours, it'd be hard to date, you know, just pop yourself on Tinder and swipe away.
I'm not on a dating app, but I saw that Tommy Little signed up for Bumble and he, like, documented his whole journey on Instagram, and I'm not sure if it appeals to me.
Yeah.
Well, Tommy Little is he does our afternoon show here, Flo, so we can hook someone up there for you if you want.
No, thank you. I think I'm good.
I know. Did you see the calendar he did? He's got a pretty good rig, that guy.
No. I adore Tommy. I think he's really funny, but I think he's one of the guys that fit that category. And I don't think I should move on from Davey Lloyd to Tommy Little.
No, you know what you need to do? You need to go hang out at some churches, get some nice boys.
Yeah, but then I'm the bad one.
Yeah.
Like, then I'm the Davey Lloyd in a relationship. Like, you can never win, can you?
Nothing wrong with that, Flo. We can always convert you as well.
Are you still talking to Davey at all?
No, but I was just reading a really nice message from his girlfriend who reached out last night, and she was in the audience when we were filming the Tell All series, and I was a bit awkward about that she was there because it's the only chat that Davey and I were ever going to have. Yeah, so that was hectic. So she reached out. I have not spoken to him, but I think it's only fair because he's focusing on his relationship and I don't think there's much to talk about.
Still, he owes it to you, Flo.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't owe me anything. We've spoken on Osha's couch on the tell-all, and I said no to him. He doesn't owe me anything. I think it's all good. We're all adults here, and I'll be fine. I'm a big girl.
Yeah, of course. What did the girlfriend have to say? Was she reaching out to just say, like, no hard feelings, or what?
She empathizes with me as a woman, and that she wanted to reassure me that they had only met, like, once before the show, and that you can't fake a connection between me and Davey, and that she hopes everything, like, that I'm well. So it was really, really, really friendly, really cute, and I appreciate it.
It's very mature of her.
Yeah, good.
Very mature. Like, so sweet. She seems very sweet.
What's she doing with him then, Flo?
Yeah, oh, well, look, there's someone out there for everyone, and maybe they're each other's perfect match.
So true. All right, well, we hope you find your perfect match, Flo. If you're ever looking, come down to Shepherd and we'll hook you up.
Yeah, a few bad boys down here.
A few boys from Shepherd.
Yes, exactly.
Country boys. Yeah, maybe I should.
Yeah, exactly. We'll take you fruit picking, you know, milk some cows. Why not?
That's divine. I'll let you know.
All righty. Well, Flo from Bachelor in Paradise, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. Thanks so much.
Have a good day, guys.
You too.
Bye.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Yesterday, what a day. We found out, we got news around lunchtime that Sunrise are going to be in Shepparton this morning, and they are live on Sunrise. You can watch them right now. Probably watch us, though, or listen to us instead.
Yeah, watch them, but listen to us. Just have their volume down.
Yeah, on mute. Listen to our radio show. Yeah. And we thought that we would get Sam Mack himself, the weather guy, that we'd track him down. I used to know him in Sydney. We did some work together once upon a time in a far, far place, far, far away. He is in town because the lawnmower races are on this morning out at Lemnos.
Yeah.
Anyway, before that, he got in touch and goes, Ellie, Josiah, I'm in town. Never been to Shep before. How about a tour?
Yeah. And so we thought, of course we can give you a tour, buddy. We know our way around. So we thought, why not start off at the main attraction of Shepparton, the cows. Here it is, our tour with Sam Mack.
All right, live from the main attraction in Shep with Channel 7 weatherman Sam Mack. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me, guys. I asked for a tour of Shepparton, and this is literally the first place you brought me. So you're obviously very proud of your cow collection.
Nemo cow. What else do you want to see, mate?
I mean, I can go now. I'm going back to Sydney. This place is unbelievable. I can't wait to tell people on the mainland.
Just remember, it's not Shepparton, it's Shep Vegas.
Shep Vegas.
All right, Sam, we brought you to the next biggest attraction in Shepparton, the SPC. Behind us. Are you a fan of fruit?
I am a fan of fruit, particularly tin fruit that's Australian owned and produced. Thanks, SBC.
I don't
know if you say that. No, you know what's interesting? This is a true story.
Yeah.
We just went to that gate and we said, you said, we've got Sam here from Channel 7 Sunrise.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm sorry, you can't go in. And then locked the gate. That's the kind of power Sunrise has in Shepparton. Thanks a lot.
You know what? We should have just said, we're Jasara Nelly from the local radio station. Yeah. Probably would have let us in.
100%.
Sorry, Sam.
No, this is obviously a huge part of this region.
Yes.
Do you know anyone who works there?
I know a man named Frank.
Well, maybe Frank could have got us in if you'd done your research, prepared for today. Guys, if you want to get big, that's what you got to do.
I'm kidding, there's no Frank. I don't know Frank.
It sounded made up because there was no surname either.
Next on the tour of Shep is the windmills of Shep East. What are your thoughts, Sammy?
Look, I've visited some of the great spots around the world. You know, I've seen the Eiffel Tower up close. I've been to Uluru here in Australia, but this is a new one for the top of my list. I mean, I would have been blown away, that's a good pun, by one windmill, but you've got about, 10 windmills?
Yeah,
there's a lot.
You
guys are crazy. Yep. Whoa.
All right, so we finished our tour of Shepparton with Sam Mack. Sam, thoughts? What do you reckon?
I've actually really enjoyed it, guys. Thank you for taking me to the cow statues, the windmills, the SPC factory.
That's it, yep.
Don't ask it with a question. The Aussie, SPC, you know
the
it.
The Aussie Hotel. And now here we are at Shepparton Brewery.
Yep.
And the reason we're doing this video is that we get future free drinks at Shepparton Brewery, right?
Yes.
Thanks to the team at Shepparton Brewery. Am I right?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, I need a refill. I know Josiah from the radio. So.
So there we go. Successful tour all round. Sammy Mack, thanks for coming to Shep.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
Oh my God. Have you seen this?
Shut up.
It's Josiah and Ellie's Headline of the Week.
Yeah, Headline of the Week gets to make a comeback. How good. This is where we scour the internet every morning when we get in and we try and find the weirdest headlines because honestly, there is some weird news out there and there's a lot of stuff that doesn't deserve to make headlines.
We made the news this week.
We did.
Did we make it into this segment?
No.
Yeah, because none of our headlines were weird and wacky. They're all to do with Bachelor, weren't they?
Pretty much, yeah. Like, ooh, Alora let something slip. Ooh, Mike from Married at First Sight said he was single and now he's not. Ooh, Josiah and Ellie heard it first.
Please tell me you've got better than that.
Yeah, I do. I've got two that I really like. The third one's a bit like, yeah, cool. So should I start with an cool one?
Give us the
I mean, I like it because it's a cool story, but it's not that weird. $10 charge for driving on the crookedest street in the world. That's the whole headline.
Well, give us the story.
Well, it's pretty much what it says. There's a crooked street, it's a zigzag street, and you have to pay $10 to drive on it.
What? Is that a toll or?
No, I mean, I guess, kind of. I don't think it goes to the government, though.
So they're going, look how cool this zigzag street is if you want to come and drive your car on it because...
Yeah.
Why would I want to do that?
Because you want to drive on the crookedest street in the world. You want to go home and tell your Grand Valley bro, okay? All right, let's get to the good ones then. Man who bought tuk-tuk after boozy night aims for speed record. I love drunk purchases.
Have you had one?
Not that I've had one because I don't drink.
Tuk-tuk.
But yeah, you know what a tuk-tuk is?
Yeah, like in Bali, one of those.
Yeah, more Thailand than Bali. But yeah, so he bought a tuk-tuk when he was drunk and then he wants to break a world record of the fastest tuk-tuk in the world.
Good luck to him. Great story. Very intrigued. Get him on.
Yeah?
Get him on the show.
I'll call the tuk-tuk man. God, you're making me work today. Finally, headline of the week. Indian man cuts off his own finger in anger after voting for wrong party.
I mean, didn't need to say his race, but great headline.
I did, because that's the headline. I'm just reading what the headline says.
What's that got to do with it?
Because maybe it's the Indian elections that he's voting in. I'm guessing it is.
So what? He cut off his whole finger?
Yes.
Yuck, I've
an
just
Indian
seen the photo.
Man, this is the first line. An Indian man has cut off his own finger after accidentally voting for the wrong party in his country's election.
Wouldn't want that finger to appear in your Rogan Josh, would you?
No, you wouldn't. What if you vote for the wrong party in our upcoming election?
Well, I might have to chop off something else.
What?
My arm. Oh. Get your head out of the gutter, you sicko.
What? Hey, you're the one who said it. Well, there you go. That is headline of the week.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Tattoos, right? You and I don't have any, so None. We can't really participate in the world of tattooed people.
There's a lot around the Goulburn Valley,
There are a lot around the Goulburn Valley, and there's a lot of great ones out there. These two people have decided that they're going to get tattoos, matching tattoos together. Cute. They're in love. Problem is, this is their first date.
Oh, come on.
They met on Tinder, Chris and Kennedy. Now, Chris, in his Tinder bio, said, just looking for someone I can get a matching tat with. So he put it out there early on in the piece. And Kennedy reached out to him, hit on him and said, hi, let's get a tattoo.
Did they meet on Grindr or Tinder?
Tinder.
This is two guys?
No, Kennedy's a girl.
Ah, that's an interesting girl's name.
Yeah.
Is that a girl's name?
I kind of like it.
Kennedy's a girl's name?
Why not?
As in JFK. John F. Kennedy.
Yeah, I think more Josh Kennedy from the West Coast Eagles or the Sydney Swans, those two. So they've got a little shamrock together. So they talked about it on Tinder, before they met and said, what do you want to get? Where are we going to get it? Cool. And then the first time they met was at the tattoo parlor.
And so what did they end up getting? Their names?
A little shamrock.
Oh, come on. This really grinds my gears.
Why?
You're getting a tattoo of something meaningful with someone that you've only just met.
Yeah.
A tattoo is something that lasts for life. If you're going to get one, make it significant.
Like a situation before where my ex-boyfriend, I've spoken about this on the show before, my ex-boyfriend got my name tattooed on him.
And how did that work out? You guys still together?
No, he cheated on me.
Obviously not. This is my point. I even will go to the point, and this will speak to a lot of people in the wrong way.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people with partners' names out there. Don't ever get their name. I don't care if you're married. Just
But it's a,
give
it's a
it a
sign
rest.
Of love.
Is it? There's many ways you can show your love. Getting ink on your body with someone else's name, is it really one?
Well, my ex and I obviously broke up. He cheated on me with someone else. And I remember the moment the penny dropped because obviously found out that he cheated on me, was devastated by it. And then it wasn't until about 3 days later that the penny dropped and I was like, that's right. He's got my name tattooed.
Sucked in.
Yeah. So I sent him this message and I was like, so did the girl that you slept with see my name on your hip?
Oh.
And he goes, I don't know. What do you mean you don't know?
Oh.
As if. How can you not see that?
That is brutal.
Yeah, I know.
But like I mean, something significant, your kids, I get it.
Yeah.
They can't go away.
Yeah.
Your missus can, boys. Just be very careful.
Well, it's all right. He changed my name into the continent of Africa. So, what's a girl
going
to do?
Which continent? Oh, as in?
No, the shape of the continent of Africa.
Good by him.
Yeah, just tattooed over Ellie with that. But we want to ask the question this morning, 13, 12, 16. How long did it take you to get your partner's name tattooed on you? Was it really early on in the piece, like Kennedy and Chris, the first day they met? Or was it like me? We were about 6 months in when he got that, which is
brutal.
Still quite early. Tina from Maroopna, you've given us a call. How long was it for you, my friend?
Okay, so we weren't even officially together when it happened, but we're really loose in Thailand and I went rogue and kind of got the tattoo.
What did you get? Just his name or?
Yeah, just his name, like classic Thailand vibes. And I got a little bit of palm tree as well next to it. And his name is at the bottom of it. I met him in a backpackers. We're on Phi Phi Island.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and we were, at this pool party all day, and we're, getting on so well. I'm like, oi.
Boy.
Was that your first?
It was my second, and my other one is just, a really, like a tiny little love heart on my on my wrist. So, it's not something I usually do. I was just holiday vibes,
Oh, my God. Okay, how many drinks had you had?
A couple.
No plans on getting it removed, Tina?
Well, the memories.
The big question is, are you still with this person?
No.
Yeah,
so a couple of months later, we hooked up and we were together for a couple of months, but then it just worked out.
Oh, sorry to hear that. Well, you always have a souvenir of him on your body.
That's all right. Good tattoos are all right.
Thanks so much for your call, team.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie. Celebrating live music right across the Goulburn Valley. Here we go. It's Josiah and Ellie's studio sesh.
Joining us for today's studio sessions are Jess and Nick. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hello.
Hi. It's good to have you here. Now, you guys are based in Shep, but you play all around the Goulburn Valley?
Yeah, yep. That's right.
Lovely. And how long have you two been performing together for? about 4 months, I think.
Yeah,
or a
around
bit
4 months,
more.
Yeah.
How does that start? How does the musical partnership begin?
Social media.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, pretty much.
So you guys got in touch with each other via Instagram or something like that?
Well, I was playing with somebody else and then they left town, so I needed a guitarist quite quickly because I'd committed to a gig. And Nick's beautiful wife, Sarah, was a follower of mine on Instagram, and she said, "Do you mind if I give your number to my husband?" And I said, "Yep, please,
please do."
And we met the next day. Mm.
I was hoping it was like a Tinder for musicians type situation where like you swipe right, like guitarist, drummer.
Hey, hold on
that's
to that
a good
idea.
Idea.
It's a great idea.
There is that out there.
Is
oh,
there?
Damn it.
Oh, what's it called?
Shepparton Musician Billboard on Facebook.
That's cool. All right, so it's localized. We can make like a worldwide version. Oh my God, I'm onto it.
In the app and make heaps of money for
it. Yes.
Now, today, we're excited for this because we love a studio sesh. What song are you going to be playing for us?
I'm going to be playing Pony by Genuine.
Whoa, I love this song.
Without further ado, take it away, you two.
I'm just a bachelor, looking for a partner, someone who knows how to write without even falling off. Gotta be compatible and takes me to my limits. Girl, when I break you off, I promise that you won't wanna get off. If you're honey, let's do it. Ride it, my pony, my saddle's waiting. Come in, jump on it, your honey, let's do it. Ride it, my pony, my saddle's waiting. Come in, just once if I had the chance, the things I would do to you, you and your body. Every single portion sent chills up and down your spine, and juices flowing down your thighs. If you're horny, let's do it. Ride it, my pony, my saddle's waiting. Come in, jump on it. If you're horny, let's do it. Ride it, my pony, my saddle's waiting, coming, jump on it. If we're gonna get nasty, baby, first you show and tell until I reach your ponytail. Look all over and through you, baby, until I reach your stream. You'll be on my jockey team. If you're horny, let's do it. Ride it, my pony, my saddle's waiting. Come and jump on it. If you're horny, let's do it. Ride it, my pony, my saddle's waiting. Come and jump on it.
Woohoo! Hey. Jess and Nick, what an absolute banger. Congratulations.
Love that tune. What a song. Hey, if people are listening right now and want to get in touch, they like what they heard like we did, how do they get in touch with you, Jess?
Through Instagram is probably the best way.
What's your Instagram handle?
Mine is themama_bear, B-A-R-E. But I will be getting one for the two of us.
get up with
Josiah and Ellie. Miss something or want to hear it again?
Get the catch up at hits.com.au or download the Hit app.